Call the meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. All please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have a roll call, please.
Joel.
Here.
Torres.
Here.
McDonald.
Here.
Conry.
Here.
Hagan.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
No correspondence tonight, correct?
That's correct.
All righty. That brings us to the minutes of May 21st.
No motion to approve the minutes.
Second. Okay, is there any discussion on these minutes? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? At this point, I'd like to open up the audience portion of the meeting for remarks, petition statements, and testimony from guests.
I would make a motion to close the audience portion.
Second.
Thank you. So any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And abstentions. We have no ordinance tonight, which brings us to reports for the manager's report. Accept a motion to receive and file.
Don't move. Oh, second.
Thank you. Any discussion on this? I'll just say that the paving in front of my house is wonderful. All my neighbors are exceptionally pleased. And we haven't had any... And we haven't had any drag racing yet, which makes it even better.
Get the Camaro down in one day.
See a couple of black marks out there. A
couple of candy canes.
Justin's been here.
There's no other comments. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions. Do you have any committee reports this
evening? Yeah, we met tonight briefly for a half hour. Discussed two items. Rich had a question about a couple of storm drains on Belder Avenue, which we're going to take a look at because they're not draining properly after the paving job. I guess they're kind of going around. We're going to look into that. And also the yellow lines that you asked about on Prospect. Being as an ordinance, we're going to have to reintroduce that and amend that ordinance to satisfy the people in the area. I don't know exactly what we're going to do right now. I'm thinking maybe we can put signs up, no parking during these hours, and you can park after, I guess, or before school. I don't know what exactly would satisfy them up there, you know.
Well, people park there anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and the enforcement is not much. I mean, it's low level, but I do think there should be some parking there.
I think so too, because it's not fair to them. You know,
right. That's why I just handed it to you to make the recommendation.
So we'll look into that, and then I think Christine is aware she was there also. So that's all I have for committee.
Okay, Mr. Thompson.
Question: is it possible to get the speeder back on Belder Avenue? The speeding sign, whatever you call it,
sure.
In the township.
It was on Miller Avenue for a little while. I don't know if it's still there or not.
I can make the request to the township.
Since Belder Avenue's redone.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, people are going to like...
Right.
Because they'll send us a printout, too, I think, if I'm not mistaken. They have a package.
They do, yeah.
Well, I was reading the last one. They clocked somebody doing 69 miles an hour on Belder Avenue. I don't know if you saw the printout from the last time. Hopefully it was a police officer doing that, not a civilian, but that's kind of fast for Belder.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Yeah.
I just
was. I'm serious.
Now.
Yeah, did you see the printout from last time? Like, whoa.
Which you say?
Well, it was in a minute, I think.
Okay.
Do we have any other committee reports this evening? Okay, that takes us to old business.
I got here just in time.
Yes, you did.
The Recreation Commission had presented a change to their bylaws at the last meeting, and it was basically it ended up being voted down because it was 3-3. I subsequently got more information, and I wanted to make an amendment to it that we would provide the free pool pass, not the two additional whatever you would call it, programs. Software or whatever. So I wanted to make a motion that we approve their proposal to change the bylaw where it's just for the pool pass
And who would the pool pass be for?
Just for the two positions that they mentioned.
The director and the secretary?
Right. And the reasoning in particular for the pool pass, besides, you know, what they were saying as far as, you know, incentive and, you know, keeping the employees, is that it's some valid points that those employees spend a lot of time at the pool, not during working hours. And so, but they're still kind of an eye watching and working. So it's just kind of, you know, an incentive as they're there, you know, to keep, you know, keep an eye out kind of thing. So I'm making that motion to have their bylaws amended for that.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a question.
Mr. Higgins.
Are they going to have to claim that on the W-9 then, as income?
There's a big question with that, because it seems to me it's like a gift. So I would think that it would have to be reported, like you said.
I don't know. Is it just like a perk?
I believe it's anything over $600 has to be reported on the W-9. I can verify that with our CFO.
So the odds are no then?
The odds, it is 600. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so this pass is under that amount, so it would not have to.
Now, is that just for each individual bonus item per se, or is that in aggregate?
That is inclusive of everything. It's mileage. It would be. I can't even think of anything else.
But as employees, is that added to their income? Because the way the state works is, if you take a state vehicle and you get to take the state vehicle home, you have to claim that as an in-kind, you know, whatever, at the end of the year, as income.
Well, I guess, at this point, I would say that those are good points. We can say yes or no, and then even this would still have to go before the Recreation Commission. They might not...
Yeah.
They might not like this new amended proposal. So,
and
but if you as the liaison could bring this up, they might not want to change their bylaws.
Yeah, if this, nothing was said last month.
If this affects, because that's a very good point. You know,
if that's the case, they could always say, no, thank you.
Right.
You know,
no, thank you. Exactly.
That's just a question.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, I don't want to... You know, that much a pool pass would have put them in a higher tax bracket.
Probably not.
I don't believe so, because it's only reported, like I said, if it's over
$600.
So what is it?
Well, what
$195
I'm
per family?
$195 per family. It's used as an incentive, and it's only for those two. I'm looking at it like it would have to be claimed.
It's a gift.
I don't
want to
see them get in trouble either for getting this and not claiming it. You know what I mean? So that they know, I mean, this is part of an incentive package for those two positions.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that that would be tacked on to their income, which is over $600 a year.
Well, I think we should just have the CFO take
a look
at it. Well,
isn't it the
$195? $195, but what I'm saying is that they collect the paycheck also.
Okay.
For those two positions. So...
But the $195 is not over $600.
But it would have to be added, because it's specifically for those two positions to the income that they're making.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have the CFO give them a letter that says this could potentially need to be claimed on your income taxes. Please consult your tax consultant.
Exactly.
And it's up to you.
And then it's up
it's
to
your
them.
Responsibility.
It's their responsibility anyway.
So I would make that, I'm going to amend my motion to include that letter be part of the bylaws, like, you know what I mean, like when it's sent over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the letter is given to them when they get the pool pass.
When they get the pool pass.
And you're going to check with Natasha anyway?
I will. I'll have to consult the IRS regulations.
I'll second the amended motion.
Okay.
Well, in the meantime, I have a comment, though. I don't think it's kind of appropriate anyway, because they didn't bring it up in time for their budget. So they decided this when the pool is already open. I think that maybe it's a good idea, if they want to do this, they should wait until next year. It would also give them adequate time to research and find out whether or not that employee does have the extra things to add on. So,
but it's not budgetary.
It's not budgetary.
Well, in their own little budget, yes.
Yeah,
it's
revenue neutral.
Okay,
I mean, there is a product being dispensed that they're not paying for, but...
Mm-hmm.
it really isn't going to affect the budget.
So it doesn't even mean those two positions, both positions.
It's a valid point, but.
And I object to the whole idea because I don't think it's fair that any employees get a perk like that. So I'm just, against the idea.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Do they have a policy, Janine or Rich, that gives aged and families full passes?
Yes.
They do have.
That's what I was going to ask.
They have an informal policy. However, it has to be made part of their bylaws, which we have recently discovered. So the Recreation Commission will be visiting that topic as well.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
So there's two opposed? Any abstentions? New business, Resolution 139, 2013, to approve some revenue for the Shade Tree Commission.
So moved.
Second. Is there any discussion on that? Hearing none, let's have a roll call on that, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Kaliba?
Yes.
Thorat?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Okay. Vouchers?
Make a motion to pay the bill.
A second.
Is there any discussion on any of the vouchers?
I do have just a question, and just to understand what it is, and Sandy can, maybe she can. What is, why are we, and it's not even an escrow.
What page are you on?
Sorry, page two.
Okay.
Finale Consulting. What's the Bid Park Engineering Services? Why, because it's not an escrow or anything, what's that?
It's for the bid passive park. Andrew Holt had done most of the work in reviewing their passive park proposal. We gave Finelli the document just to brief him on the bid plan now that he is the new municipal engineer. So he did do a quick review.
Okay.
Anything else? Torres?
Yeah, I have a question on page 5. Under Atkill International, it says weed killer. And it looks like we're charged tax. Is that what it is? Why is it $35 in addition to the $500? Mm-hmm. Atkill International, weed killer. Because weed killer is down twice. And obviously, it's $500, but it looks like it's tax.
Probably charged. A shipping charge.
And can you check? So that
I can check.
Tax
and will.
Okay, anything else? Mr. Thompson?
Yeah, page, I guess it's 13, last page, on the Recreation Trust. Do we still pay for basketball?
We
are. Is there a timeline that they have to put their vouchers in for?
Ideally, we'd have them in as soon as possible, but the commission does not have a timeline, as far as I know.
Is there any way of trying to get, would it have to be amended or whatever?
But they are supposed to follow our purchasing procedures. We're supposed to get a bill within 30 days, right? That's
your point.
We should get a bill within 30 days, this is
back in what?
January.
Yeah, they go
February.
Way back.
Yeah.
I'll discuss it with the Rec Commission.
I just have a question, that's all.
Anything else? Roll call, please.
Kaliba?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes, the exception of fire department rescue squad.
Connery?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, everything fire company and rescue squad.
Higgins?
Yes, with the exception of fire company.
That brings us to our recap.
Does anybody else know if they want to attend a convention this year? Let me know. Soon. When's the cutoff?
I don't know.
It's like the end of August or something. Sometime in August.
Did you
guys
pay for it?
All I know is
it's
the
19th,
it's only the 21st.
It's August.
Yeah, close. Sometime before August would be good. Let's see. What do I have? We'll follow up on the amending the ordinance on Prospect, possibly putting some signs in there. We will request a speed sign for, from the Washington Township Police for Belvedere Avenue. I will let the Recreation Commission know that we've approved an amendment to their bylaws if they are interested for the director and secretary to receive a free pool pass, with the condition that the CFO sends them a letter that they need to contact their tax consultants because it might need to be claimed as income.
And will you find out just for us, like, it does have to be claimed, just so we know for the future?
let me just make that note really quick. And find out if the $35 was a shipping charge on the weed killer. And discuss with the commission the recreation basketball referee invoice lateness.
Well, I would say that all invoices, not just the basketball.
All sport referees?
Because street hockey goes late, too.
Okay.
Because we were told in the past in street hockey, they have to have them in by a certain time. Otherwise, thanks for the donation.
Okay.
All right, that brings us up to council remarks. I'm going to start with Mr. Torres. You've commented about graffiti in the past couple of meetings, or in some meetings in the past.
I have.
I just wanted to let you know that I was in contact with the chief earlier this week, and one arrest has been made for graffiti. He anticipates more to follow. It is difficult, though, because you have to get them in the act. None of the tags that have been seen so far have anything to do with gangs, at least the common ones.
Right.
So he's pleased about that, but I just wanted to give you that update.
Thank you.
Good. Good. And Mr. Torres, since I was talking with you, how about if you start off on the Council of Parks?
Well, I just want to wish everyone, of course, for the happy 4th of July. I don't have any other remarks for this meeting.
Ms. Conner.
Thank you.
I have no comments.
Ms. Cleveland.
I wish everyone a happy and safe 4th of July as well. And since Sandy's here, maybe you could come up. I wanted to congratulate the bid on their award. So can you describe to everyone? I didn't know about it, so I read about it in the Washington Messenger.
Goodness. Thank you so much. That's Sandy from Washington bid. Anyway, there was there's a group called District Connect, which kind of connects all different business improvement districts throughout the area. And this is somebody that we have used with our web design and stuff. And so we were a part of a whole contest. And I remember that you were kind enough to have people come out and vote. And so we were the recipients of an award for the overall best managed district in the Skylands region, and as well as the best music festival. And so now we will go on to a whole other set of contests as well. So not only was all of us thrilled to receive the award, but just to realize also, like, everyone who went on there and voted, like, everybody who went on there and voted, so we were competing, there were some really strong contenders. So say somebody happened to check out Clinton, which is just a half hour away, or Hackettstown, they then would have seen us and our stuff. Whether they voted for us or not, that's more potential people to put Washington on the map to, connecting us to other people. So I thought it was really great for everybody involved.
Right. Yeah.
Thank
you. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you.
Anything else, Mrs.
Sweden?
Nope. That's it.
Mr. Higgins?
Sure. I do have a question about the weed killer.
Mm-hmm.
Are we supposed to be permitted?
I've asked that question many times, and my understanding is that it is not that strength of weed killer where someone needs to be certified.
Or just being put in public places? If you could just check on that for me, please, I would appreciate that. Okay, the streets are done. The new raceways. almost everybody seems to be pleased with it. I think we did a good job. And the lines are going to be painted on it. Christine, you said, within 2 weeks? Okay. Let's see. 4th of July, the parade, it's supposed to be the best day of the week. Not supposed to be any rain.
So we'll be all out watching the parade and advertising for the tax collector's position.
I have a quick executive for that matter.
Oh, you do? Okay. And we're good.
Mr. Jewell.
I'll reiterate what he said about the 4th of July. Come on out and celebrate America's birthday right here in Washington. And get our flags out. Celebrate that. Glad the roads went off without a hitch. Roads are pretty good out there. So hopefully get some more done next year. We've got some people writing some roads down and sending us some, you know, requests. So we'll get to them as we can. Well, other than that, that's all I have.
Mr. Thompson.
Just happy 4th and everybody be safe.
I'll reiterate that also. Oh, Mr. Torres, you have something?
One other comment. I just hope that the library does put their flag out, at least for the 4th of July.
Okay.
Just
so everybody's aware, there have been some issues with some Paramount properties. Ms. Blanchard, would you like to give us a little update on it? She and I have been involved with them. Mr. Torres was involved with them, so I'll just let you...
Right. Well, it started... I'll just give you... A quick summary. Started the other night with a phone call at 2 a.m. from the police department with the windows bowing out on that 16 Washington Avenue. The next morning, the state and myself were out there. We called Paramount on site immediately. We've discovered that the facade or the fascia of the building is coming down and adding weight to the bottom portion of the building. So immediately plans were put in place to remove that facade. Once we got going on the upper portion of the facade, we realized that there are two layers of facade on that building. So now both layers of facade need to come down. That, after many, many meetings and discussions and on-site meetings, we've determined, along with their engineer, our engineer, and the state construction official, that the third and second floor of that both facades need to come down by tomorrow night to take the weight off of the bottom of the building. Once that's done, it'll be much safer for people who are on the sidewalk and on the street. As you can see right now, we have cops directing traffic, and we've restricted parking on either side of the street because safety is my biggest concern. This makes me nervous. I don't sleep at night because of this issue. Once that's down, we will reconvene next week with their engineer, their architect, myself, the state, and our engineer to make a determination as to whether or not the building is structurally sound. If it is, they will retrofit the building and fix it. If it's not, there's a possibility that it may need to come down, which brings on a whole other set of issues. That's worst case scenario. We're not there yet, so time will tell. But it's a slow, daunting process because of the concern for the workers and the pedestrians and the traffic.
Just to add on to it, when one of the Paramount representatives came down, I confronted the gentleman, and he was definitely aware that I was unhappy with the performance of Paramount. Mr. Torres came in on the tail end of it and had tag-teamed on top of him, using some of his paralegal knowledge to and on to what I said. You know, there are some legal things that they are involved with it. Later that day, Christine and I had a conversation with their vice president of operations. He also is very aware that we are quite unhappy with him. You know, I had a conversation...
And not just that lot, though.
Oh, yeah, with all of their properties.
Wait a second. Mr. Matthews, what was the name of that property management company?
Paramount. Paramount Asset
Management? Yes, Paramount Asset.
And, you know, we essentially told them we don't want to hear lip service. We want action. I also informed him that he was at the top of my list for things to do. So far we have had action. I hope it continues, and should it not, I have the gentleman's cell phone number, and I will call him as necessary, as will Christine and anybody else that we feel should be on the phone with them. Rob, do you have anything to add on to that?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the latest, if no one was downtown today, the late afternoon, they finally got the third floor level completely down, so they actually have two exposed rooms there, and it looks like in the process of removing, not only do they have to take off the first brick face, but then the second actual brick that was on there, but behind that, yeah, the original, behind that was the lathing, and when they removed that, they had to support it with the framing just so the remaining walls on the side would not, you know, cave in, too. I mean, it looks like it's still a very dangerous situation. Safety issue is still the number one concern for everybody. But now that that's all open, and it's exposed to the elements tonight, I don't think it's going to be a problem. That I did talk to the guy before he packed up everything for the night, and they're pretty much going to come back in the morning and continue going down the facade to the next second floor level and do the same thing. Their engineer is going to come and decide tomorrow morning what Paramount wants to proceed, how they want to proceed. They're going to make a determination, I think, right away probably give Christine a call tomorrow.
And all our costs are being given to Paramount.
Yes.
It
looks like, though, and maybe our engineer should go down and take a look, or somebody from our inspector might.
Our engineer has been on site all day, almost since the beginning.
The Chinese restaurant building that's next door to it, now that they removed that facade in the front of the, you know, the building Paramount owns, where the corner is, it looks like it's exposed to the part that years ago was the fire on the roof of that building. So it looks like that facade now is possibly in danger, too. I mean, it's just maybe the angle that I was standing at, but certainly somebody should go there and look at that building as well.
Is this the building with the scaffolding or the building with the painted windows?
Yes, scaffolding.
The building with the painted windows has issues as well, but they are not. This is the number one concern at the moment.
Yeah.
The building with the painted windows.
And there's a broken window and an X on the door, the white door?
Yes.
Yes, the X's mean
surround and
drown. If there's a fire, no one's entering the building. Mm-hmm. The steps in that building are dry rotted, so the firemen won't enter.
Oh.
They'll save the buildings around it. They won't save that one.
Oh, okay.
Now, Christine, there also was a problem that you had them address at the other building, at number 28, that they own.
Correct. That building on the outside, the overhang, or I don't know what it's called, was sagging as well. It has some of the same issues as 16 East Washington Avenue, although not as severe. So they were able to reinforce that portion of the building, and they have covered the windows with plywood. They did paint it, which makes it look better. Because initially, when we first discovered this problem, I was worried that the windows were going to pop out from the weight of these buildings, and we'd have hurt pedestrians. So that was number one, cover the windows, and that's what we did. So 16 East Washington Avenue is the number one priority right now, and then we'll address the other issues.
Mr. Thompson, you had something also?
Well, it was answered about the buildings, like the cops and all that, and construction. What about their other buildings they have? Are they going to be looked at also?
Well, they will be, and we've been through all of them.
Okay.
Our engineer has, the state has, along with Paramount. 16 East Washington Avenue is the top priority.
Okay, but I'm just saying the other ones are okay for right now.
They are.
For another couple weeks.
Yes, they are. This is top priority.
Okay.
Insides are, I don't even know how to describe it, but they're not nearly as dangerous as 16 East Washington Avenue.
All right, we do need an executive session. So I would accept the motion to go into executive session for personnel issues.
Second.
Okay. Personnel discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?